There are 12 bankers in a room. Sounds like the start of a topical economy-related joke. In some ways, humour is part of our story. It's because Lloyds Bank has decided to send some of its employees to the Comedy School, an organisation which runs courses all about learning through laughter. The idea is to use improvisation and clowning to get bankers out of their comfort zone and brush up on their communication skills. I've been talking to two people involved in the project, tutor Luke Sorba and comic actor Chris Esperides. The Comedy School normally works with young offenders or young people with behavioural problems. So, were bankers the next logical step?
Well, yes, they're all part of the big human family. And the one thing they have in common is that they all respond to humour and to comedy. And the skills a comedian brings to sort of bring an audience into his or her focus, to get them to really listen, and the ability a comedian has to kind of project themselves. Teachers, managers, leaders can all do with those skills. It's essentially about communicating, engaging. So it's actually, I'm not surprised that it has such broad applications, although until you see it, it does seem an odd mix.
Chris, I mean, how do you find it when you find, not necessarily bankers, but just any sort of crowd, when you're not doing your normal job, so to speak, you're like a teacher. Is it different? What's the response like? Or just get people just saying, go on, be funny?
I think the primary thing is to get people to be honest and to be truthful. And I think if people are honest and truthful and they're not used to being so, then that can come out in a funny way very often, because I think people in general tend to repress a lot of their deepest feelings about people they work with.
What do you do to bring people together, to get them to switch on? What do you do?
First thing you do is you make them laugh. That's the humour. That's what the Comedy School element it provides. It's a universal language. Some of our comedians don't use speech. They're very popular globally. Most people speak English. I've worked with businesses in Dubai and in Beirut and in the US, because humour is such an international language. Once you get people to laugh, they relax. Once they relax, they're more trusting. They start to listen to you.
I mean, is it sort of enriching for you? I mean, clearly, you know, they're in it for something. They're getting something out of it. I know, you know, Luke, from a business point of view, is also getting something out of it for the school. But what about you as a performer? What do you get?
Oh, I think that you always get something out of it. And I think because we're in the communication business, I think opening people up and just getting people to be more honest and to be freer with how they express themselves it's a lucky profession to be in, and it's to see positive results from that is enriching, absolutely.
Do you bomb sometimes? Just get nowhere?
Yeah, always. Not always, but the tendency is to, it can happen.
Well, I mean, here's a serious point about bombing. If a joke misfires or an improvisation, something you invent, doesn't immediately click, the great thing is that everything can be mended, everything can be repaired. You just move on to the next bit. And one of the things that we teach our, whether it's kids or adults, is that you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. So the cover-up culture that there is now, you know, I must hide my mistakes, we want to get rid of that, you know. Expose the mistakes and you'll find everyone's made them.
And it is bit of a cliche, but yeah, real learning doesn't happen without making mistakes, right?
Ingvar Kamprad,
who?
He's the founder of IKEA, one of the richest men in the world. You've probably
A shop which is the butt of many jokes.
But we probably sleep in beds that his workforce have assembled, or I guess we assemble them at home, but they've had something to do with it. They put them in the flat packs. He wrote his memoir. The title was very, very funny. It was a testament of a furniture maker, which sounds like something out of Pilgrim's Progress. But it was his wisdom on how he made his fortune in Scandinavia. But he did say something. He said, only the sleeping don't make mistakes. So when people wonder if what I'm doing has any relationship to the business world, I say, well, you know, he's one of the richest men in the world. And one of the things he says is, you can fall flat on your face and you just get up again and you continue. And having that trust in yourself and the people around you to carry on going is something that we, you know, it's a message that we send as comedians. And boy, do we need it, because when things go wrong and you forget your lines, if you were to pack it up and go then, no careers would get beyond the dress rehearsal.
Absolutely.
Luke Sorba and Chris Hesperides on how bankers learning through laughter.